comedian, funny guy kind of thing. They don't like that. They want more mystery. So they go back to medieval Catholicism and they light a bunch of candles. And, you know, really, it smells like Orthodox, Greek Orthodoxy, Russian Orthodoxy kind of approach, mm-hmm. milling people. I've been in a Russian Orthodox church that there's no center. There's no focal point. There's no pulpit. There's no platform. There are these guys, they swing these censers and smoke and stuff rises and these really weird smells, and they walk in a little parade. I don't know if you've been in one. And they go behind a screen and then they walk back out. And all the time, the people, there are no chairs. I'm talking about Red Square in Moscow. And there are no chairs. There's nowhere to sit down because it's a parade of milling, and then people mill over here and they mill, and then these guys walk around. This goes on for like a half an hour, and they're making these weird chants. Well, this is medieval Catholic or Orthodox kind of mysticism that they have brought in to, I think, create the illusion of mystery. And then they attach that to the scripture as if the scripture is this mystery and this hidden stuff. Look, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and 2, the Apostle Paul says, we've taken the mystery out of this. You now have the mind of Christ. The mystery's out. The hidden mystery God has disclosed to you. It's just a great statement. And the Spirit, who understands the things of God, has made them known. And the mystery's out. The mystery's gone. Paul even says, I am an apostle of the mysteries, the things that were hidden in the Old Testament time and are now revealed to you. So this idea of smoke and mirrors and mystery, and just meandering, if you go to one of those places, you take your laptop and you fiddle with it, you drink a latte while some guy may be talking, you get up, you leave, you walk around. It's sort of like a modern techie version of Russian Orthodoxy.
Yeah, only they do have chairs. They're easy chairs and couches, but
yeah, it's like Starbucks.
It's interesting how you describe that, and it makes me think there is a lot in common between the emerging church movement and neo-Orthodoxy.
Oh, absolutely. The thing that it has nothing to do with is the Bible, nothing to do with Christianity. It is an aberration. It is the new liberalism. It's the new form of anti-biblical, quote-unquote, Christendom.
I want to go back to what you said about preaching. If you think about the postmodern climate in which we live, where tolerance and